You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. It's hard to believe because now, those of y'all that were paying attention, thank you for allowing Butters and I the opportunity to be away and to have some time for Christmas. And so, yes, there were repeat shows, but not today. Today is live, and today is actually midweek. It is the day we sometimes call Hump Day. It is otherwise known as Camel Day. Hit it, Butters.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is.
It's Hump Day.
Woo-hoo! It is indeed Hump Day, which is crazy because I feel like we just walked in the door. We're already saying we're halfway through to Friday, halfway through to the New Year's weekend, by the way. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy. How are
hey,
you?
I'm good. I'm kind of jonesing for a bacon maple donut. I don't know if it's coming off the sugar high of the past couple of days or what, but man.
We'll just have to bring some in here shortly because
we may need to.
That is the official food of Right Side Radio, maple bacon donuts.
But I can't believe the week's half over.
You did some out of state driving. Did you get back yesterday? When did you get back?
Yeah, I came back in yesterday. Had to deal with the bear that is Atlanta.
You went through Atlanta.
Oh yeah. Heading back and forth to South Carolina.
We had family that came back through Chattanooga yesterday, and they said it was just like awful. It was like something like some kind of apocalyptic moment on the roads. It was just awful.
Yeah, I normally, you know, so like going over to South Carolina, I got up at O'Dark 30. For you civilian types, that's really, really early in the morning. Headed over to South Carolina last Saturday, and very uneventful. It was great. It was a thing of beauty.
Yay.
But coming back yesterday,
apparently all the masses were coming back the same time you were.
Yeah. I'll say it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Glad you're back.
Well, I'm glad to be
glad
back.
We're back. And by the way, we got an incredible show laid on for you today. So 3 o'clock today, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough. I love that guy. He calls in every time he does. I'm fired up every time he finishes talking. So State Representative Ernie Yarbrough calling in. He's got a school choice bill coming back again this year, and I want to hear about it. So you'll hear about that at 3 o'clock. And then you know the deal. Besides playing the camel, today is Wednesday, which means it's also time for Grand Council. So at 4 o'clock today, my brethren Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor on the line with me for what we like to call the Grand Council. That's 4 o'clock today. Stay tuned for that. And then I got a whole triple dipper, so hit it, Butters.
The Triple Dipper, 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So first out the gate, we got to take a look around. There have been so many things happening just here in our backyard, things happening amongst us. Yeah, we're doing it. You know the deal. Every once in a while, we got to do a batch of home fries. So yeah, we're cooking up a batch of home fries, talking about the news in our own backyard. Stay tuned for that one, number one, Triple Dipper. Number two, it's a dicey world out there, y'all. And that's not even giving it full due right there. Wars and Rumors of Wars is what I'm calling it. Number two, Triple Dipper, Wars and Rumors of Wars. It's pretty much everywhere, and I don't know that we've seen this much unrest on a worldwide scale, maybe in our lifetimes. But yeah, number two, Triple Dipper, Wars and Rumors of Wars. And then number three, my gosh, how do some people actually get elected to office where they're allowed to make decisions about things that involve us and our tax dollars? So we're doing a whole section. I'm just calling it jackassery because we're going to play that sound effect. I can just tell you, jackassery, that's number three on the Triple Dipper. Well, all right, let me jump over here to my monologue. I will remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics in and around our listening area, all over the place, y'all. Like, they got six locations around the Birmingham area alone. They've got locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. So Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, able to see all ages, and they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So let me just jump in here, and I will start off by saying I hope you all had a good Christmas. I hope you saw the ones that you love and celebrated and relaxed a bit. At our house, Christmas is certainly a special day, but it's almost grown into like a whole season. We celebrate the birth of Jesus on that special day that we call Christmas. But our family is now a bit spread out. Our son and daughter-in-law and our perfect grandkids, they just made it to town from out of state the day after Christmas, yesterday. And there was a bit of sickness among some extended family members that we'll have to try and see again later. And both of our kids, they're now married, so we have to recognize that we're sharing time with the in-laws as well. Like I said, it's a whole season now. Well, Charlene and I wound up having a quiet Christmas Eve together and decided to open our presents for one another by ourselves so we could focus on everyone else later on. I was pretty excited about my shopping efforts, let me just tell you. At least I was until she opened some of them. When you celebrated 37 Christmases together, you get to where you can sort of read the signs. There's the slightly raised eyebrows. There's the slower than usual removal from the package. There's the effort not to wrinkle or muss up the packaging since it might just be going back in the box it came in. Now, sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I nail it. Sometimes I do. But all that, you know, those slim margins of shopping victory do is just serve to give me a false sense of confidence for future shopping. Now, somewhere along the way, Charlene and I worked out a pretty good system, really. Every year, she not only sends me her list, but she also sends them to me in an email, complete with links to where they can be found with sizes and colors. I mean, it's a huge boost. Serves to almost guarantee that she's going to get something that she wants. I just click on the link, sort the items into my cart, give some anonymous benefactor my credit card information, and the perfect gifts magically appear for me to wrap and place under the tree like I've really done something. Of course, there was that one year. That year when, unbeknownst to me, I did not notice that something was amiss until my daughter and my wife began to unwrap identical presents. Right down to the colors and the sizes. That's odd. Surely not. What could this be? What Christmas Grinchery is this? Well, it turns out that I did not realize that Charlene had given me her list on the same page that she had compiled my daughter's list. And me being just the awful man shopper that I am, I just ordered everything on my daughter's list for my wife. Awesome. And yes, I kept the receipts. So yeah, now I verify, even double verify, that the list does appear indeed to be for the lovely Charlene before I click the Buy Now button. This year was no different. Each of the items that I purchased from Charlene's wish list was of the perfect size and the color. So, if you've listened to me enough, you might have figured out that I'm a bit on the headstrong side. I like to know that I've contributed in some meaningful way to my wife's Christmas joy and that my friends is what we at the Williams House lovingly call freelancing. Yeah, that moment when I stray from the good list and I take a chance that some other thing that I have a notion about might be a good one. Maybe this is the year where one of the things that I freelanced into the gift pile is the one. That present of presents that brings a look to her face that I've seen a couple of times in our 37 years of marriage. A mix of wonder, surprise, and delight, a bit of awe that I could think for myself and buy something that she didn't even know she wanted. Because I'm an awesome husband and a prolific shopper and I can freelance like nobody's business. This year was no different. Charlene's sure thing list was complete. And so began the freelancing. I was delighted to find that the favorite online store where she loves nearly everything they sell had a new way of coaching husbands like me. So after making one of the can't-miss purchases, I noticed at the bottom of the page it said something like, quote, because you bought that one, you'll love this one, followed by actual suggestions of other things that my wife of 37 years would be sure to love. Clothes, shoes, accessories. It was a revelation. I could freelance without really freelancing. I could safely purchase a few extra items and be the hero of Christmas as she sat back in awe of the man she loved who could buy as if it were, you know, the sweet little woman doing the shopping herself. So, yeah, about that. The shoes were kind of nice, but they were the wrong size. And the pants, they almost got a snicker as she looked at me as if she had opened somebody else's gift. And the blouse? Well, she's a Southern lady, so she almost said bless your heart, but she did hold back. But I will say this. I can wrap presents like nobody else I know. And yes, I kept the receipts. I've learned a little something over the last 37 Christmases, and keeping the receipts is a top priority. Okay, so now, having said all that, maybe this will be a weird take, but it occurred to me in the aftermath of my freelancing, what a blessing it is that I can be a bad shopper. I know that sounds weird, right? But it's true. It's an absolute blessing to know that I live in a nation where the choices that are out there for gift giving are so prolific, so abundant, that there are probably more chances to get it wrong than there are to get it right. I mean, think about that. We live in a place, y'all, where the average Walmart carries more daily stock than whole sections of some continents. You can go to one place and buy everything from apples, baked goods, and cowboy hats to xylophones, yogurt, and Zinfandel wine in a box. It's true. You spend one day in some foreign countries, you quickly come to know that this is indeed a land flowing with milk and honey. So much so that we often take it for granted. So yes, there is an abundance of choices when it comes to gift giving, but then there's the personal side. Charlene and I, we're not rich, but I'm aware that we are blessed indeed. So much so that I can be a bad shopper. I realized in the hours after she opened my freelance gift, and then sulked a bit because I thought sure that I'd gotten it right, that the fact that I don't feel compressed and weighed down is why I could be a bad shopper. Back when we were newlyweds, I didn't have the luxury of being a bad shopper. We were poor as church mice and every dime counted. You didn't take a chance on getting it wrong. You paid careful attention to sizes. You called the mother-in-law to ask for advice. You thought twice before you did any freelancing. For so many of our Merry Christmases, we were not in a position for Phil to do anything but a perfect job at gift-giving, where we worked on a strict budget, even putting money aside in envelopes to make sure we didn't overspend, focusing on the kids first, making sure they had no clue that times were tight. Was I just a better steward back then? Maybe. But I also recognize that the stewardship of the past has now yielded the blessing of grown kids who never went without, a table that always had food on it, and a gratefulness now that is far deeper, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So yeah, I'm not always a great shopper now. In reflection, I need to work and tighten that up a bit, but somehow or other, I also take that to mean that I am very, very blessed. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. The fact that I'm a bad shopper means I'm blessed. But it's true, though. It really is. It means we've hit a different level. It means that we live in a place where the opportunities exist in such abundance. Y'all, I'm telling you, we are a blessed nation, and I know for a fact that I'm a blessed man. And being married to her for 37 years, that's just part of it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.